Bernard de Montreal. Preparatory Communication Number 70. The Science of Intelligence. Intelligence is a science and not just a mental experience. At what level and under what conditions of consciousness does intelligence become a science? This is an important issue for humankind. Intelligence is a science from the moment when man, the ego, feels totally disengaged from his intellect and from the moment when the latter can break through the layers of his mind and seek what he needs to know to better understand or explain life and its many facets. Intelligence is an exact science. When man has made a leap without hesitation in his mind, becoming aware of his mind, and no longer letting the slightest doubt pass through his mind. The science of intelligence is a new faculty on earth and is no longer a matter of the ego, but of its vibratory relationship with an energy whose intelligence is superior to what man can imagine or understand. It is from this energy that the science of intelligence must be born on Earth. If we speak of the science of intelligence, it is to elevate intelligence to a broader, more indefinable status than that which we know from ancient experience. It is to establish that the order of things in the universe cannot be understood, grasped, until man has crossed that threshold where intelligence is no longer simply the reflection of an inferior form in the human mind, but a mutation of that mind allowing man to communicate with superior beings. If the science of intelligence represents the first of the creative forces on the higher mental plane of man, it is also the first of the forces that will burst human knowledge, so that a mutation is created in the lower mind. Mind is a spatial dimension of mind, and this dimension has a point of attachment. And this point of attachment is the cosmic mind of humanity. But humanity is still far from the experience of the cosmic mind, for man is not yet free from the planetary mind. That is, from his subjective thoughts hovering in his mind because of his emotional relationship with the intellect. If man did not have an emotional relationship with his intellect, he would live in the universal cosmic mind, that is, in that mind which is not human in itself, but superhuman, that is, not supported by the duality of the true or the false. True and false create in the mind of man an area within which he must operate mentally and emotionally. Outside this zone, his mind trembles and he thinks he is going mad, because the energy outside this zone is no longer under the control of the ego, but under the control of the pure intelligence of the ray. The science of intelligence is a new stage in the evolution of human action and speech. And this science will mark the difference between real intelligence and ignorance. Man was created so that a double of the spirit could be created on the material plane. That is, a perfect counterpart of the spirit, organized materially. And this perfect counterpart of the mind represents, in objective reality, a three-dimensional or volumetric image of the atomic space from which the mind is built. The mind is an atomic space, that is, a dimension of the atom governed by the laws of intelligence. And this law, manifested through atomic space, constitutes a precise science that we call cosmic science or universal intelligence. In other words, intelligence is a cosmic science manifested through an atomic space on a volumetric and three-dimensional plane called man. If man did not exist, the three-dimensional plane that the mind needs should exist in another dimension. And this other dimension is that of the dream or the astral plane. If this were so, the man not realized in matter would be a necessary image for the energy of intelligence to manifest itself through this atomic space, whose spirit would be astral. Then why does man exist? It exists so that the astral image can be realized, that is, incarnated, that is, made material. Why? Why? Because the material three-dimensionalism of this image, man, is the perfect result of the condensation of form on a plane that cannot be imaginary. I.e. according to the astral, but material. I.e. according to intelligence. In other words, if man exists on the material level, it is because of the science of intelligence and not because of the spirit of man. In other words, the phenomenon of incarnation, of descent into matter, is the product of cosmic science and not the product of the desire of the spirit to penetrate it. Why? Why? For the science of intelligence is a creative will that is established where emptiness exists. That is, where a material species can be created so that the astral image of man can be reproduced in matter, so that the same matter can one day recognize it, so that cosmic science can take control of the evolution of species governed by astral laws, where cosmic science is non-existent and without intelligent and absolute creative power. Man is in fact only a materialized image of the astral. And this is the greatest fact of mankind. Man is not yet the product of cosmic science. The difference between the two is great and of strong implication, because it is the difference between mortality and immortality. If we say that intelligence is a universal science, we say that cosmic science is the descent and appearance of intelligence on Earth. And this descent coincides with evolution, with the vibratory elevation of human consciousness or human intelligence. Therefore, cosmic science is not a philosophical study. It is the product of the descent of intelligence into man on Earth. The science of intelligence means that man will develop the power of science, the power of intelligence, the power of mind over his astral image. And this will create a unity between cosmic intelligence, cosmic science, and man. The science of intelligence is responsible for the thoughts that man knows in his experience, but is not responsible for the value of his thoughts. Because the value of a thought is always astral and is always part of the image of man in the astral. In other words, there is no science of intelligence in man, because the values of all human thought proper come from the astral. If the values, whatever they may be, of human thoughts come from the astral and the thought itself comes from intelligence, man is the meeting point where division must be made, where filtering must be established. This is what we call the supramental being, the complete human being. The separation between the value of thought and thought itself is the difference between mortality and immortality. The science of intelligence must not be conceived as the science we know on Earth. Science, in the cosmic sense of the term, means the passage of intelligence through the astral value of thought for the bursting of thought, so that a higher order is created on the globe. The science of intelligence is a vibration channeled through the astral value of human thought to force human nature to no longer question its intelligence or the active intelligence through man. The value of human thought is never, and cannot be, scientifically intelligent, because it is predetermined. And any intelligent science, or any scientific and cosmic intelligence, prohibits predetermination. For predetermination generates negative emotions on the material or three-dimensional plane of man. And this negative emotion kills the science of intelligence in man and forces man to remain a prisoner of the astral and die like animals. therefore without having freed his mind. The science of intelligence is, properly speaking, the absolute and cosmic will of creative energy in the universe. It cannot be predetermined, because it creates its own harmony as it manifests itself. And everything that exists in the astral is predestined, in other words, already lived on the imaginary plane, and this plane is not creative but active. The science of intelligence being creative, the active comes after it, and if it is predestined on the plane of man, it is because man is not yet in cosmic intelligence and, automatically, he is subject to time. Man will know the science of intelligence in the 21st century, when contact will be established between the Earth and certain intelligences that are free from the imaginary planes of the astral. The contact between man and these beings will bring to the Earth the science of intelligence, that is, the vibratory power of intelligence. This power will guide the evolution of future humanity until man has attained his right as an elder. That is, when he has the power to project his thought into the matter. For man to be able to project his thought into matter, his thought must be free of all value. That is, it must not be predestined. In other words, let it be free from the astral imagination from which it holds its value. Thought will be a field of force, rather than a form. The problem with any form of thought, whatever it is, whatever its vibratory level, comes from the fact that it has a value, and the value of any thought is reflected by the astral of man. The imaginary or the astral has never been in intelligence, because intelligence is mental. Then all astral intelligence is only the movement in man of the predestined value emanating from this plane. The predestination of a value is part of lying and truth. Every lie is predestined to the one who can receive it, and the same situation exists for the truth, according to the degrees of spiritual evolution. Intelligence is cosmic, therefore occult in its basic mechanisms. What the unconscious man knows of intelligence is only its inferior dimension, its psychological dimension, which gives man the consciousness he has today and which has gradually developed over millennia according to the evolution of his subtle bodies. But the intelligence that man knows today, at the end of the 20th century, is the beginning of humanity's supramental intelligence. But this beginning is still very primitive, because the human brain can only absorb a little of the intelligence's energy at a time, until its subtle bodies are sufficiently altered or elevated in vibration. Man's real intelligence must manifest itself on the globe to such an extent that man no longer has the impression of being egotistically intelligent. At this stage of evolution, man will begin to understand, to realize, that intelligence is a science and that cosmic science is on Earth. But cosmic science cannot manifest itself on Earth until the cycle of the fifth subrace is completed. Intelligence is a science and science is really intelligent. That is, it is the appreciation of the power of intelligence on Earth. Intelligence is occult, in other words, incomprehensible in its totality. Because it is infinite and man begins to understand this when he loses the notion of intelligence and the impression of being or not being. From this moment in man's evolution, intelligence destroys the reflection of forms within man's lower mental body, and man begins to no longer be dazzled by intelligence. He can then channel it and bring it down to the material level for his well-being, for his personal benefit and for the benefit of humanity. But if he wants to possess it at all, it escapes him, because it cannot be used with selfish reflection. Intelligence is a science, because it perfectly determines the evolutionary path of all its movements through man. It is therefore behind all movement and can only be hindered by a human consciousness lower than the animal, but lower than the Superman. At this stage, it can become destructive, because it does not know itself. And intelligence must know itself in man. That is, man must be totally imbued with it in order for it to be perfectly creative. The science of intelligence is manifest. That is, it is instantly applied when man is instantly in his consciousness. That is, when man no longer reflects it egoistically. Intelligence produces unity in the nature of man when it is real. It creates real man and cosmic man. The real man being the one who, in matter, channels energy, and the cosmic man the one who, in the ether, uses this energy so that it is perfected on a plane of high consciousness and not hindered by the senses, so that the power of intelligence is retained by man. So that the cosmic being and the planetary being are united in an abundant creative unity. So that the kingdom of intelligence is established on the globe. Supramental intelligence has no limits other than man himself. This means that man holds the power of this intelligence according to the perfection of his subtle bodies. the subtle bodies of man, especially the mental and emotional, are the very measure of the descent of this energy on Earth. Intelligence, as a science, carries both dangers and benefits for humanity. If energy is used in such a way that man is perfectly aware of it, it serves it and it serves humanity. If this same energy is filtered through layers of lower and animal consciousness, man risks being destroyed by it and destroying his civilization. The science of intelligence is the application, on the material life plane, of unheard of forces. Forces that emanate from the very consciousness of the atom and that can be used and controlled by man. But man is still at his first weapons with regard to the energy of intelligence, and much will be given to him provided that he does not rise up against man, his brother, for this energy then will destroy him. When we say that intelligence is a science, we are just saying. We say that this energy allows man to instantly know the laws of nature, and if his ego is not adjusted to a reality of his own, he can easily convince himself that the power of energy is part of him and that he can do what he wants with it. This is where the danger of the sixth race begins. The mind of man will see the power of the mind for the first time, and the ego will tremble in the face of this observation. It is not the spirit of man that is dangerous, but his ego. That is, that part of his mind which is still under the control of the astral forces. The astral forces know how to manipulate the energy of intelligence against man. And any science resulting from this intelligence, from this energy, must be monitored by evolved beings who are aware of the danger it will carry in its bosom. The new cycle will be the first on Earth to open all its possibilities to man. And this cycle will also be the one that will make man aware of the power of energy on Earth. But man is still ignorant, and the beginning of the cycle will allow humanity to realize the dangers associated with the use of the new science. It is gradually that man will understand that energy and the forces it generates require a high consciousness. That is, a spirit that is evolved. A small number of men and women will have been informed of the link between the ego and the astral. And it will be these beings who will be the first to know how to use the new forces of the Earth, because of their higher level of understanding. These beings will quickly have understood the need to create a center of life and activities on the globe that will absolutely protect them from disorder. Intelligence being a science, this means that intelligence will be creative and constructive and not philosophical. Having gone beyond the stage of philosophical thought, the most evolved men will first build the bridge between matter and the etheric. This bridge will be a kind of tunnel that will be used, and will allow a number of people to be invisible to the material population. It is these beings who will form the first invisible government of the Earth and ensure that the evolution of the sixth race is carried out according to the laws of intelligence and evolutionary forces working in the shadows. Time for man is a condition of life that he does not understand. Because for him time is linked to an activity that takes origin in his body of desire. But real time becomes concrete in the supramental being. Because time belongs to the power of intelligence in him. And this time is by no means the time that man knows. And knowledge of the laws of energy will enable man to modify time. That is, to advance or delay it, and it is here that man can begin to work on the higher planes of matter and coordinate the lower activities of humanity. The fact that intelligence is a science is man's greatest challenge. Man will learn with evolution that intelligence does not support any intellectual theory developed by man. This situation is so vast in its implications that only intelligence can put evolution in order and give free access to man. For the benefit of his planet and the solar system. Intelligence as a science is such a powerful organizational force that tomorrow's men who want to oppose it will be annihilated. That is, their minds will be shaken and confused. The science of intelligence is a power of creativity on the globe. And this power is manifested through man, but does not come from him. Men on Earth are so primitive in their intelligence that the only benefit they have managed to obtain from nature is the one that has allowed them to study and research. But material study and research are only facets of the human experience. Intelligence as a principle is an energy, and this energy is becoming more and more present in man. And in the coming years, there will be a huge diffusion of this energy on Earth, and men will begin to live in a state similar to madness. But this state will be temporary and the strongest will get away with it. Those who manage to do so will create the essential conditions for channeling this energy and will no longer be under the marked influence of contemporary society and its outdated structures. The effect on men of this energy will be so powerful that a psychology of this event will be necessary so that those who witness it will not suffer unduly from their situation. Intelligence is a science because its movement in man is perpetual. That is, so that man eventually learns to use it and apply it to his needs. And this, without end. Intelligence, as a science, cannot manifest itself without the ego being prepared to receive it, to manipulate it. This is why it is still difficult for men today to see it, to realize it as a science. But the time is not far off when this achievement will be marked by inventions whose inventors will have no other technical understanding than what they are told. Man has always wanted to possess science. And it is science, cosmic science, intelligence, that will possess it. He'll just channel it. This situation will be new for the man of the earth. Because he will realize that the rate of growth of science and human inventions will no longer be managed by industrial monopolies, but that, suddenly, somewhere in the world, it will be announced that such a machine is made available to humanity. And men in general, that is, men who will not be in universal intelligence will not understand the origin of these wonders of new science. They will appear in the world without the world's knowledge, and humanity will be enriched by a science that is not of man, but of the real intelligence in man. This is why, today, many men do not understand what is happening in the depths of the human psyche, and are worried. But their concern will be short-lived because intelligence does not destroy man, although it may exhaust his psychological resources to the point where he wonders if he is not about to lose his mind. This is why man must know and understand what is happening on the globe. Intelligence is such an abundant science that, as soon as it is manifested in material and technical terms, the problems of humanity will begin to fade, for its promulgation in the world will be accompanied by the presence on earth of a man whose qualities of intelligence and science will upset nations. This will be the end of the fifth sub-race of material science, and the beginning of the new age. It will be the dream era for centuries, and this era is close to man. But humanity will be troubled before it appears because the old man, the rancid one, must be eliminated. The ancient forms must be destroyed before man can know the secrets of matter and the power of energy. Man must gradually learn to dissociate himself from the notion of his intelligence, in order to be able to open himself to an energy whose power and quality is intelligence. This new condition of man will revolutionize civilization and produce on the globe a power of invention that human beings have never known before. Intelligence in its reality is a ray that attaches itself to the human brain and increases the energy field released by that brain. The human brain is an electrical charge that can be altered by contact with this ray. And as soon as this contact is established, the human being becomes mutant. That is, he no longer belongs to the primitive evolutionary scale of his planet, but surpasses it and eventually dominates its slower evolution. A number of human beings on the globe will be affected by this ray. Everyone is already preordained and everyone will gradually be aware of this intelligence. The Earth will no longer be an experimental planet for these men. It will become a place where their new intelligence will have to be applied in order to create on this planet a superior race. A superior man not limited by the psychology of his time. Man will discover the power of intelligence as the Earth and its people inevitably enter into conflict. And this has already begun. Pollution. The pollution of the Earth is the exhaustion of human natural intelligence and the inability of man to retain this exhaustion. To prevent it, precisely because he has a very serious need for superior intelligence. The pollution of the Earth is the major sign of the need for a creative body to be formed on this planet. A new circle of individuals who alone will have the power to regenerate the forces of the planet through the powers conferred on them by the ray of intelligence that will be fixed in their brain. Intelligence is so important to man that his current situation can only get worse. Neither the man of goodwill nor the spiritual man can put an end to the death of civilization. Conflicts are generated from forces too primitive and too ignorant of the laws of life. Earth life is at its last breath. Man never sees the end because he lives on hope. But he does not realize that hope is a lack of intelligence. It is only a palliative of the ego to allow it to continue its mad race towards the annihilation of its civilization. Men have never understood the cosmic laws of their planet. They have always lived according to personal philosophical ideas. The primitive ideas of their civilization. Opinions. Those days are over. Man will know what he has always wanted to refuse to know, the power of intelligence. The power of superior intelligence that directs evolution on planes that only the conscious man can know and recognize. Intelligence is governed in the universe by forces that can be described as radiant. And these forces are light. That is, they are intelligent and creative. When man is sufficiently evolved, he can be brought into contact with these forces. But as soon as contact is established, a new civilization must be born from the rubble of the old. This is how the life of a planet changes and is transformed. Man must begin to be able to embrace ideas that go beyond his little psychology. He must be able to embrace ideas whose scope and reality he can understand. He must be able to begin to contemplate larger panoramas of planetary and cosmic reality. For it will one day become cosmic. That is, capable of living on energy, and no longer simply on food and ideas fixed by its history, and fixed by a planetary and collective mentality that lives on opinions, and feeds on opinions to create an opinion that becomes over time the opium of the Earth. Intelligence as an inner science of the principles of life, at all levels of human and planetary reality, can only grow with the evolution of the human spirit, and the transformation of the energy fields that constitute its invisible and subtle reality. This intelligence will progress and cross all layers of human consciousness, until man can use it for his well-being. The human being must cross the desert before finding the oasis, and until this journey is completed, he will be, on several occasions, a victim of mirages, because his thirst for peace will be great. But this profound peace will only come with the increasingly concrete development of human nature, that is to say of the human person, until the latter is a free and creative agent, not held back by a psychology that does not stem from the universal in man, but from the historical and planetary conditioned by history, the past and memory. Man must not be afraid of the void that intelligence creates, because this void is a full one. A full one of possibilities that man cannot yet exploit because his ego blocks his own forces. The ego of man must be aware of his real and deep consciousness and put aside the false supports that give birth to it. The science of intelligence will allow man to realize that the experience he lives on the material level is directly related to the events that are prepared for him on the parallel level. And this realization will become for him intelligence, that is, understandable, ordered, well coordinated in his own way. The ego has been so accustomed to interpreting life in its own way that it is normal for intelligence, once it has begun to descend, to make it realize that events have always represented an intelligent influence, and that this intelligence has always worked behind the veil. Adjusted to this intelligence, to this energy, the ego then begins to become more intelligent, and with time, begins to use it on the material level according to the power of the latter. It is the science of intelligence that must dictate to man how to act, how to build, because it is this science that is cosmic, universal and binds men together. If we use the term science to define the precision of intelligence, to give it a characteristic that we know or have developed, it is to make man understand that tomorrow his intellect will be transformed, that his mind will be in a different state, which will allow the energy to instantly create in him the relationships it needs. So that intelligence I E a science I E intelligence applied according to the laws of energy and not according to the laws of man's desire body will manifest itself on the material level. We say that this energy is science because it has the power to perfectly organize evolution and allows man to perfectly structure his material evolution. And at the same time understand the occult laws of matter and spirit, which must at some point meet, so that man has total power over matter, and so that his mind can be perfectly harmonized with intelligence. So that human civilization becomes a cosmic civilization, instead of simply being a planetary civilization. The evolution on Earth of intelligence as science will allow man, for the first time since its appearance on the globe, to build a civilization whose laws will be the approximation of energy and intelligence, instead of reflecting or reflecting the astral devices of human consciousness that we have known during involution, and which have been at the very root of human decay and also at the very root of man's suffering. For man to stop suffering on a planet, it is essential for him to live according to the laws of energy and to apply the laws of energy according to principles of science that are already part of the ultimate principles of evolution, energetically concentrated in the consciousness of the rays that affect man and that give his subtle matter the necessary support it needs to become with the centuries, with the ages, with the millennia and the epochs, an increasingly powerful being, that is, an increasingly radiant being, that is, an increasingly luminous being. The luminosity of man, over the ages, will be proportional to his capacity as a planetary being to undergo, to bear the vibratory shock of the energy of intelligence, to be able to live according to the laws of this energy so that the manifestation of this energy through his brain becomes for him a science, an exact science, a cosmic, universal science, which cannot be diminished in its power, but which, according to the laws of man and the laws of the galaxy, can affect, if there is unrest, if there is confusion, the destiny of man and the destiny of his planet. The men of tomorrow will be in the power of energy. But tomorrow, too, men will have the power to sow on their planet, according to the consciousness they will have, according to the power of resonance they will live, according to this energy which is science and which emanates from the deepest corners of the universe to filter, according to man, their consciousness, their intelligence, their light, so that he can benefit, on an infinitely small but infinitely important level, from the absolute light of the cosmic principle of intelligence. It will eventually give him the ability to live also on the level of the cosmic will of this intelligence. so that one day, when man has reached the stages of the etheric where he will be able to live from his double, this man will be able to know the laws of love and use this cosmic energy once again and work on evolution for the benefit of humanity, for the benefit of intelligence, love and will. So that on the material level, there is a total balance between the forces that compose man and the forces that can break it down, if he is not sufficiently attentive to his perfect consciousness.